During his superintendent's report at the May 26 Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Terrence Beam said that PCHS is deciding between two locations for a graduation ceremony later this summer for the class of 2020, the football field or indoors at the school's gymnasium. He said that as of now, Principal Joe Riley seems to be slightly leaning towards the football field. They're not sure when it will be, but hopefully these decisions will be finalized by next week. Later in the meeting, two board members made suggestions for this graduation ceremony. Becky Campbell said she knows where the school can get a huge tent for the football field to help remove the uncertainty of the weather. While board member Jarrett McLaughlin said he had read about high school graduations being held in western states at ski slopes, and although he has not yet checked with Snowshoe Mountain Resort, he believes there's a good chance they might just approve that. This would give the graduating class a unique experience that they would remember. McLaughlin will check with the resort about this and get back to Mr. Beam. Both Beam and Sierra Rodriguez, the just graduated student board representative, as well as several of the board members, all praised the bus run that occurred on Wednesday, May 20th, where school officials, including Beam, Director of Transportation Ruth Bland, Principal Riley, and Board President Joe Walker, among other faculty, delivered diplomas and yard signs to the homes of graduating seniors. They praised Ruth Bland for organizing the event, and all of the full-time and substitute bus drivers who rode along to direct the buses to their routes. Bland said the entire bus route was 232 miles in length, but seniors and their families enjoyed it. Bland added that the West Virginia State Board of Education listed this under the caption Heroes of Education on their website. Beam also announced that a letter was recently sent to all school employees with contracts in excess of 200 days that they will be required to physically report back to work on June 1st to close out the school year and prepare for the next one. He said that there will be a virtual via video conference CEFP meeting on Wednesday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. where they hope to finalize their Phase 2 report about school needs and move on to Phase 3, which deals with the financing of those improvements. Later during the matters of the board session, Joe Walker said he will emphasize to the CEFP committee members that they need to take all the hard work the education subcommittee has done seriously when preparing their report. The board members also approved financial matters and reports, including authorizing the payment of bills prior to board approval through July 6, approved the revised Board of Education Procedures Manual, approved an adoption resolution for the new NEOLA Bylaws and Policy Manual for the Board of Education, and approved personnel actions, a list of which can be found on our website with this story. During the matters of the board session, Jarrett McLaughlin said that the new community garden on the BOE's land in Greenbank is looking good. Joe Walker said the board needs to put the issue of selling land to MEC in Greenbank on the next agenda and make a decision one way or the other. Walker also said they should consider holding a consolidated student banquet to make up for the missed spring banquets, such as the athletic banquet, the FFA banquet, and other academic achievement banquets. In a final action, they moved the Tuesday, June 9th Board of Education meeting up a day to Monday, June 8th, since June 9th is now Election Day in West Virginia. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.